we learned today that Jacob Mizorowski did not win the National League Pitcher of the Month, despite one of the most incredible months of pitching that you could ever imagine. The guy who did had like a nothing ERA for the entire month. So I get it. You probably had two of the most obvious candidates in any given month of Major League Baseball season. But nevertheless, Miz doesn't win that, but he is winning games and striking out batters at a record clip here for the Brewers.
Sure. Seems like a little bit of a miss for the Miz, though. We certainly wanted him to get it.
Well, no doubt. He has been nothing short of spectacular as the Brewers remain on a roll, comfortably in first place in the NL Central. Let's talk a little Brewers baseball, shall we? Bill Schroeder, The Rock, joins us, Brewers TV broadcaster here at 2:15. Hey, Rock.
Greg, how you doing, man? How's everything? I did not get that news. I was out and about all day. He didn't win, huh?
I know. Sanchez, a guy from Philly, did. Yeah. And it's hard to argue, right? A nothing ERA for a full month, and Miz had like a .23 ERA.
So you're talking about Harrison, right? I mean, he didn't have much of an ERA in the month of May either. I mean, you talk about two pitchers on the same team that were absolutely dominant throughout an entire month. It was an incredible thing to watch.
Well, no doubt. I do want to get your perspective here, Rock. Just being a former catcher, I sometimes see William Contreras do his work, and he looks like a darn wizard to me, how he's able to catch 103, 104. Can you even put that in perspective, what it's like to try and even catch a guy who throws that hard?
Well, back in my playing days, I mean, we had hard throwers, but I think, we never saw 100 miles an hour, ever. I think that, a guy like Brian Harvey and, guys that threw really hard, Goose Gossage and Nolan Ryan, I mean, if they hit the low 90s, I mean, that was something to behold. I mean, that was like the hundreds are right now. I think a lot of it has to do with, weight training and, their physical abilities. But I think a little bit of it, too, is the way they're measuring velocities these days. There's two ways to measure, out of the hand and at home plate. And I think that they're measuring these days out of the hand a little bit more than they did back in the old days. But it's amazing to watch, William Contreras go about his business. I mean, he works so hard. I mean, he takes it very seriously in the pitchers meetings. Gary Sanchez is in there with him. And then when he's all done that, then he's out taking early BP, and that's just about an everyday thing. He and Trurio are out there just about every day working on their hitting. And, these guys are committed. They're committed not to just win games now and to get to the postseason. They are really committed to getting deep into the playoffs and hopefully get to a World Series. And I think that's why they're working so hard this year.
Well, the Brewers have been so fun to watch. And in a way, Bill, it feels like the season just started. But the All-Star break, you think about, look at the calendar, July, a little over a month away at this point, and then the trade deadline, exactly 2 months away. Brewers fans were always dreaming about a blockbuster move at the deadline. Is this the year to push some chips to the center of the table?
I mean, you're not talking about Tarek Skubal, are you? I mean, that's the big word, right? The guy from Detroit that, maybe get a starter. But, look at the Brewers pitching. I mean, it's among the best in all of baseball, not just the starting rotation, no matter who's out there. I mean, you got Gasser going today, the left-hander. He's been good when he's been making starts. You got Chad Patrick, who's been, phenomenal. Logan Henderson, he's on the injured list right now, but he's always good. It just seems like every time they bring somebody up, and it's not just the guys that are in the everyday rotation, they get the job done. It's amazing what Chris Hook and Jim Henderson and these guys in that pitching room were able to do and were able to accomplish with guys that before they got to Milwaukee, they had kind of average kind of careers, right? I mean, Uribe, McGill, those types of guys, Jared Koenig. I mean, it's amazing what these guys can do with the pitchers that they have out there, and they're performing incredibly so far this year.
Brewers TV broadcaster Bill Schroeder joining us here on Wisconsin's Midday News. You see this run of success. It's kind of a golden era of baseball here, Bill. You don't want it to end, right? But, of course, looming is this potential of a lockout. And now they got the league proposing the idea of a salary cap, which, Bud Selig might be a big fan of that. Maybe it levels the playing field between those who can spend and those who cannot. Could you ever imagine that? Did players ever want that when you were playing?
Well, I don't think the players, want that now. No, I mean, that was a big bargaining issue even back when I was, going through all that in the 80s and, when they had the lockouts and things like that. But, the Players Association, they're putting their ducks in a row. It's a little bit early to be worrying about, different types of plans that are being thrown out there. I know that, the owners have to get it together because you have the big market owners. Yankees, Mets, Dodgers, Cubs, those types of teams, that they don't want any part of a salary cap. They want to be able to spend as much as they want, particularly the Dodgers. I mean, look at their payroll. It's been incredible. And, you know, those are the teams that kind of carry the ball for the ownership group, right? I mean, so the owners have to get together and figure out what's best for the game. I can't, in my wildest dreams, think that there's going to be a lockout that's going to extend too deep, you know, into spring training or even the regular season, the way the momentum for baseball has been lately. I mean, the crowds have been incredible, not just in Milwaukee, but all around baseball. So I can't imagine that these guys want to kill the golden goose. I mean, either side, the players or the owners. But, you know, we'll see how it goes. But it always comes down to the 10th hour, right, the 11th hour. There may be a work stoppage or there may be very well something going on in spring training where the guys aren't out there ready to go in the beginning of spring training. But I can't imagine this thing going too deep into spring training or even into the regular season. It's just unfathomable to me that they would do that to the game.
Bill, why do you think baseball has survived without a salary cap while the NFL and NBA rely on one?
Well, I think it's a good question. I mean, you know, the Players Association is a tough organization. It's one of the best unions. They have it together like not many unions are able to do, and they stick together. I mean, and you have some of the best talent on the planet. You talk about baseball guys, and, you know, when they're not out there, I mean, that's a tough thing. And baseball tried to go with the replacement players the 1 year, right? I mean, back in, 95, I think it was, they had a lockout. The replacement players came in. That didn't last very long. But, you know, the baseball union is a strong one. And I think that it's one of the reasons why the Brewers or baseball has been able to get away without a salary cap, because the Players Association, they stick together.
Well, potentially some replacement players could be found at Brewers Fantasy Camp, January 16th yeah. through the 23rd.
Tell us more, Greg.
It's before spring training, so yeah, people are on the field at American Family Fields of Phoenix. And for those who don't know, Rock is behind the organization and execution of Brewers Fantasy Camp. This is a baseball fan's dream to go down there and be a big leaguer, literally, for a week. You've got former members of the Brewers that become part of your coaching staff. And just imagine, you know, 8 days of playing baseball down there, doubleheader days, pulled hamstrings, all the like, and a special announcement that I will be attending Brewers Fantasy Camp in January of 2027. Rock, I appreciated the invite. I'm fired up for this.
Well, I'm telling you, you're going to have the time of your life. I mean, if you've ever been around baseball, you ever played baseball as a kid, I mean, fantasy camp is for everybody. You don't have, it's for guys and women. We have women down there that play, and there's some of them are really good, for that matter. We have a draft after the first day, and that draft is off the charts. You know, all the players, you know, the former players come in there. We got Cirillo, Hart, Hardy, Eddie Cedar, Jenkins, Nigel Morgan was there. You talk about a big hit in fantasy camp last year with Nigel Morgan, you know, Greg Vaughn, Dilly, Rutino, Jerry Augustine. But we have a draft, and I think people would pay big money to hear what goes on in that draft. We have an evaluation day. We have happy hour each and every night after all the games are over. You know, the Miller Brewing Company provides a lot of beer in the clubhouse and at the hotel. Fortunately, we're not able to serve beer until all the games are over. So there are guys that have tried to sneak it out there, but I catch them. So,
that wouldn't be Greg.
No, that wouldn't be good. But you know, fantasy camp is an incredible thing. I mean, a lot of guys, they say they talk their wives into allowing them to go, and that's a commitment. You know, it's $5,400 for the week. You get everything included except for your flight down there. You know, hotel, meals, you know, breakfast, two uniforms. The clubhouse staff does a great job. I mean, Jason Schauger and Phil Rozowitz and Boomer, they're down there. They're the guys that take care of the big leaguers that it's in during the regular season. You know? And we have visits. You know, I have invitations out to Paul Molitor and Greg Brian Braun to come out for a day and talk to them. Last year we had Trevor Hoffman. Robin Yount comes out. So, we have a blast. I mean, these are relationships that last a lifetime. A lot of guys tell me, they say, this is a one-shot deal. I'm going to go 1 year and never come back. Well, these guys have come 10 years in a row. So it kind of gets into your blood.
Did you have to do a lot of convincing at home? Right.
Did I? Yeah. Now, I talked to my wife about this on a number of occasions, and she has said, it's like, you got to do it. Just do it. You have to do this. Like, this is... It's why we do what we do, right? We work so we can do fun things like this. And I'm just looking forward to the opportunity. I've covered it, spring training, that is, for so many years, and always looked at that field like it would be a fun place to run around. And I hope the training staff is also going to be there, Rock. It seems like you might need a shoulder rub down and maybe a good stretching routine every morning, too.
Well, these guys take great care of you. I mean, you know, preventative medicine, too. I mean, if you need some, you know, Bengay on your shoulder or something like that, they can ice you down after games. And guys like to get into the ice tub and then the hot tub. And you're treated like a big leaguer for a week. I mean, that's what we say. I mean, be a big leaguer for a week. And, you know, the training staff, the, you know, the former Brewers, I mean, they lean into it. They love doing it. As a matter of fact, I always say, I don't know who enjoys fantasy camp week more. The guys that come down and play from Milwaukee, all over, we had 13 states represented last year, or the former Brewers, they get to strap on their uniform and hang out with each other in the clubhouse, and it's old times for these guys. And you know, it's the beginning of the baseball season for a lot of us, including myself. So fantasy camp is mid January, as you mentioned, 16th to the 23rd. Right soon after that, the guys start coming in and throwing, you know, getting ready for the regular season. So it kind of kicks off the baseball season for a lot of us.
We do have to sometimes ice down Greg after the show as well, Bill.
That is true.
Well, just his voice box, right? Probably not not so much.
Well, there are
sometimes,
still...
you know. Yeah, sometimes before the pitch clock, I mean, we had to ice ourselves down. We did it internally with a bottle of beer.
There you go. Well, I'll look forward to doing that.
Some of those four-hour games back in the day.
Well, there are spots available here if you want to join the crew at Fantasy Camp. And Bill painted the picture there. It's going to be an unbelievable time with so many names that you will recognize. People that you watched play Brewers baseball for so many years will be there. They could be your coach. I'll be down there as well. So Google Brewers Fantasy Camp. Rock and his team do an incredible job with this. I've spoken to people who have done it, Rock, and they said it is the time of a lifetime.
Yeah, outstanding. Any information or to register at brewers.com/fantasycamp. You get all the information you want, and you can register online, and we'll get information to you out there very quickly. So, yeah, we have 20 spots available. It goes quick. I mean, we have a return group of people about 50-65% every year, so they come back year after year, and it's a family. We get to know each other really well, and you know, you see you guys on the road, and these guys hang out together in the summer, and it's the beginning of a great relationship amongst you know, baseball guys that think they can be in the big leagues for just a week.
Well, I got my throwing routine scheduled to begin in a couple of days. I'm looking forward to it, Rock. Great to catch up, man. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
All right, guys. Yeah, thanks for having me, and go Brewers. Keep them going.
Yep, you bet. Bill Schroeder joining us here, The Rock.